Let's refocus, man. Come in and take it one game at a time and focus on Dallas this week.
Their offensive line after last year and the year before, they're thought it was one of the best in the league. How do you guys get after it to make sure that they don't control the game in the trenches?
We just got to play hard, play sound, and play technique. They obviously are a very good offensive line, play well together, and we just got to do our job and execute, stop and run first, and then get into the pass.
Have you ever played in that stadium before?
Yeah.
What is it like? Everybody says the sights are different, the noise is different. Does it make a difference?
Obviously, it's a dome, so it is a little bit louder. You kind of got people, like, a little bit closer to you with, like, the dugouts. It's a football atmosphere. It's something that you want to play in and experience.
Is having an effect? Obviously, Jason Witten is quite a talent, the tight end, but playing against Gronk every day in terms of practice and stuff, does that help you get ready for a player like a Jason Witten?
I think possibly it can help the DBs. I'm a defensive lineman, so I'm just more so focused on the O-lineman and rushing.
When you're playing a team like this, when Coach Belichick said this morning this is the best offensive line in the league,
a little extra incentive this week? A little extra?
Nah, man, just same thing as always, man. You just got to do your job and go out there and execute the game plan and try and win the game.
Well, drawing from practice experience, you did have a chance to practice against Bradley Lee, I imagine. What are your thoughts about him as a quarterback? What have you seen of him in Dallas in particular?
Obviously happy for him. I mean, that he got a job somewhere. A hard player, comes to work every day and practice hard when he was in Cleveland. And obviously it's carrying on the field. I mean, he has a good arm and makes smart reads.
Well, you guys are going to hear everything when it comes to trash talking, but is there ever a time especially when it can be personal with somebody's family?
I don't know. I think that's back in the old school days. I don't hear much of that like nowadays.
You guys spend a lot of time studying your counterparts, other defensive linemen in particular, and watching them for techniques or at least trying to pick up things. And if so, what have you seen from the great part? What stands out about him?
He's obviously a good player. He plays hard and does his job. I don't watch him too much.